ask him.
How it was a relationship.
How can we know that? This is what I wanted to know actually earlier as well in last question. Like, someone is having guru. I'm living at my house, at my place. I'm not able to go to my guru. It's quite like earlier we used to study that Krishna went himself to guru.
Yeah, living at the Gurukul. It'll be hard to bring your wife and two kids to the Gurukul.
So what? I mean, what's the question?
Wisdom. Everything wisdom now.
He's trying to ask, like, she's confused actually. He's trying to ask that how.
Now we're on.
He wants to know.
He wants to know that we are not able to meet our guru. So yes. How can we know that our relationship is growing and I am getting surrendered or not?
Guru, I very rarely meet a guru, so how do I know whether my relationship with guru is growing or not? Well, the same thing can be said. We barely meet Krishna. Not only barely, but narrowly. Never we meet Krishna. So how do we know that our relationship with Krishna is growing? It's the same question. Because what Guru is giving is Krishna. So if you can answer the question and said, yes, we know our relationship with Krishna is growing because we want to hear more about Krishna, we want to chant more about Krishna, we like to hear about Krishna, we like to associate with devotees, that's a proof that our relationship is growing. And if that's happening, that's also the proof that your relationship with Guru is also happening, and that it also proves that the mercy is flowing in a steady Ganga Dhara, current of the Ganga is flowing, because that's why all those positive feelings towards Krishna and progressive movements on the plane of bhakti are occurring. Sum up.
Okay.